idea to put, you might change your form to say nights available, nights not available, as opposed to actually rented. Would that cost some, would that save some of the, because it's not our, well, it goes back to things I've said in the past about hotels. If they have a 30% occupancy rate, are they going to come back and say that 70% is residential and 30% is commercial because they have a 30% occupancy rate? But they don't get that break. They're charged 100% commercial. So the these are obviously 100% nightly rental businesses. There's houses in that same area selling for $400,000 each because they're in the nightly rental program. So anyways, so that's my question is they're not renting them out, so they're getting a break. Can I turn my business into a, and only get charged non-commercial rates on days that were closed? I mean, I know that's a no, but anyways, that might be something we look at or you look at. You said the last one was the same thing?
Yes, sir.
Label that Exhibit B. Mike, you got any questions on any of those?
No.
Move to approve Exhibit B, dated 11/14/2016.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Should have Adams next.
Yeah.
The next section I have is add-ons to the book.
It's a new house.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye. Sorry.
Motion carries.
Just for record purposes, the abatement number on that one was 202-880. The next section I have is occupancy. I have two of those. It's 202-892 and
202-893.
Were
we at D?
Yeah.
Move to approve Exhibit D with today's date, 11/14/2016.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And the last one I have is a clerical error. It's abatement number 202-896.
Was a land split. Did the proper amount go on the other side?
Calculation button did button not hit.
This is one Kenny did, and he brought it into me and showed or explained that he just failed to hit the calc button when he does that. Program doesn't update. I would assume that the other side, from what you're saying, was already in there, or he would have changed that.
Move to approve Exhibit E. Today's date, 11/14/2016.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That is all I have for today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Notice of termination. I have a letter here from Mr. Cotty.
Sheriff, do you want to say anything on?
I can give some explanation for you what's going on if you need me to. Thursday morning, Chief Paul Williams from Springfield PD contacted me, and of course we've always had to limit the number of inmates that was brought down to our jail from the city of Springfield due to the fact that we can't safely take an overabundance of their inmates as well as ours and Branson's and everybody's in to our facility. We're limited on the amount of people that we can take in on 24-hour holds and stuff to be able to hold our own, which is our first priority. Mr. Williams, Chief Williams, told me that their judge had we've had several problems in the past that we've worked through, and but he told me that his judge had indicated that we were no longer able to limit the number of people they brought, that we would have to take whatever they sent down to us. And my feelings, we cannot safely do that, so I recommended the termination of our agreement to Mr. Cotty and spoke with him about it, and gave information to the commission concerning that, and it's my recommendation that we terminate the agreement with the city of Springfield for holding their inmates. There is a 60-day requirement in the contract on the for termination
of notification
by either side that we have to notify them within and then can terminate after 60 days.
Move to approve the notice of termination of intergovernmental agreement regarding housing city inmates by and between Taney County and the Springfield Springfield City? City of Springfield, Missouri?
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
You want me to go ahead and sign that?
No, it's got my place.
Here. Yep.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You gonna be around later?
Yep.
I think we're gonna come over and see you.
Okay.
All right. Commissioner Schofield, can we go back and pick up those two checks we had questions on?
Okay, we'll move back to accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers. Sorry.
I got it right here. Yeah, I got them right here.
Move to approve.
Here they are.
Check number 442714 and check number 442725. And also warrants, because I don't think I did that in my earlier motion, warrants 6634 through 6639.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Let's see.
It's added to the warrants.
Okay.
We have executive session for, yep.
Yeah, so we'll go into recess and we'll reconvene upstairs in the conference room for executive session for section 610.021, subsection 1 and 3, contracts and personnel. We'll recess upstairs.